listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
Probably know that this game is tonight at 9.
Let's go!
Any situation like that, I mean, that wasn't a rare occurrence for somebody to not be in the favor of what was going on.
Crackers and pop rocks.
Laura Gossman sitting crisscross applesauce petting a chicken. You can even see from here a siren on the entrance ramp.
We got no choice. We're going to take your guys' cars.
I'll be taking the keys now.
Oh, right.
Bring the van up!
You've been lying from the fucking jump. No.
I'm telling you, you're fucked if you go back.
Fuck you. I mean, where are we headed?
This is why Davey has no friends.
Davey has done nothing but right by you. time and time again. And dude, and so in my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, he wants to believe Roy above all else. He respects Roy. He likes Roy.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to roll human intelligence. Fail, he believes it. Success, he'll still believe it and maybe have a little bit of reservations. Crit success is the only situation where he's like, he sees right through you. And he fucking saw right through you.
Fuck, man, that was like... That was a big roll.
That was kind of huge.
Right.
Kind of
right.
Huge.
Very big roll.
Sucks for him. Rolled a crit success and now he's dead.
I mean, genuinely, like, Alex thinks that he would be fucked too because... He's very connected to us.
Fact. You know?
I agree
the
with
first teeth, one I had if they know where, if they can sense where the teeth are, they know it's like with him.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like if they can like figure out where that shit is.
Because that's at the fucking corner. Yep. That's at his office.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know. We're incredibly good at killing NPCs by accident. That's it.
Dude, I could feel your anger starting. I miss that. I miss that when we used to have like three other people that would come to the sessions and you just sit around and talk and Paul would always be talking to them, other people would always be talking to them, and Joe would get so angry because we just weren't fucking paying attention.
Fuck.
No, you guys pay attention, that's cool, but like, I love fucking around, but I also know that I am the only person who can kind of reel everybody back in, right? Because I'm the teacher. I have to fucking...
Substitute teacher.
Silence. I'll wait, you know. I have to do that shit, you know. Right. It's one of the responsibilities of running the game. So, you know, it's what it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, I'll fucking ramble and talk about just nerdy shit for fucking 20 minutes. So I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
Right.
You got mad the one time at DJ's house because Will just kept talking.
Yeah, it's because it's fucking Will.
Was he playing?
No,
he wasn't even playing.
I have an irk when, like, you know, and it's back to the teacher thing. It's like, do I need to separate you two?
Yeah.
I might have to do it with you two on D&D. You guys have gotten better. But those first couple of sessions, you guys were doing your little thing. And it'd be fine if you guys, you know, would you like to share it with the class? Yeah. Now you guys want to do your little...
Don't listen to him.
And so DJ would sit there, and Will wasn't even playing, would just have a stool like behind DJ and just be like talking to him. And I'm like, Will, can you just fucking like we're trying to...
Wow. We just shouldn't have had that. We just shouldn't have had other people like
yeah,
there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people want to watch. It's fun.
Right.
Well, and now they can listen.
Part of that like gets people invested in the game.
When we played with Mario and you as the DM, as like dual DMs, there were so many people
nightmare.
At the table.
It was a nightmare. We were running the game for 8 players.
I don't know how you
and
did
there was,
that.
And there was 10 of you guys?
Yeah. 2 DMs, 8 players.
What the fuck did you guys do with 2 DMs? How'd that work?
It was actually pretty, it wasn't too bad. Because I had a co-writer for the story, and it would be like, when someone wants to do something private, like they would just talk to the one DM, and then the other one would do the other thing, and you know. I think one of us mainly ran stuff. And the other one just kind of like, you know, kind of played referee.
Was it the first campaign you ran?
No. No, I ran one before that.
How did you guys do combat? Did you guys split that? Like, okay, you take these people, like, enemies. I'll
no,
take
we would
enemies.
Both do it and we would talk to each other and decide what they would be doing.
Gotcha.
Were you not in that?
No, I was in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was just years and years ago.
Right.
Was it high school? Or was it after high school?
College?
College.
Yeah, that was like freshman year.
2018, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, I don't know if... I forget who was controlling what, like on...
I think it was a good 50-50. He was more... He... Mario loves lore.
Yeah.
I like lore. Yeah. Mario loves lore.
Yeah.
I love running the game. I love improv. Mario likes improv.
Yeah.
So we kind of split it that way.
That's fair. Yeah.
He was more big picture. I was more little picture.
Got you.
Let me get a recap of that last session. Leo.
Leo Morrison.
Leo.
Which is just nonsense. Just truly nonsense.
Wait. So you're Ray and Roy, but you're both still fucking Lee?
Huh?
You're Leo and he's Leroy. God damn it, you assholes.
Yo.
What the fuck, man?
Yo.
What the fuck?
He cracked the code.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit. Yeah. There's a whole plot. There's a whole fucking plot, Nick. Dude. It's absolute bullshit. No, they're turning on us in the end.
That's bullshit.
All these names connecting, all these names so close.
Off. I'm so pissed off about that. That did not click when I heard it off the radio. I was like, wait a minute.
In the parking lot of an out-of-the-way gas station within the heart of Minneapolis, the four of you, along with Greg Atkins and Laura and Sarge, find yourselves switching from a police van to two confiscated vehicles. At this point, you can see them. They're both Chevrolet. They look like Impalas, different years for sure. One of them is white, one of them is red, but like a dark red, like a maroon. At this point, you guys are all in the parking lot. Davy Jones is gone. What are you guys going to do?
About what time is it?
At this point, we're looking at around noon. I'd say quarter to 12.
So the cars are like mostly, they're like packed by now, right?
Yeah. What? Like as you guys are doing it, like in the process of doing it, maybe there's even a point where, Jerry, are you helping move stuff?
As much as I can. Yeah. Probably moving little shit.
Yeah. So you're like picking something up and Greg comes up like next to you and he's like, can I help you? Here, you want to grab half?
I just like nod and grab half.
Yeah. You guys start moving it over.
Somebody want to make a phone call?
Yeah, if I see them helping move stuff, I'll walk inside.
Okay.
To the payphone. Same kid behind the counter.
Yeah, he's myself. Still talking. You can hear actually a conversation that him and another guy are having. You don't recognize the guy. They're like, dude, like, what if they do like a bust or something with it? Like,
do they seem like they're really paying attention to me or no?
No.
They're lost in their own conversation. Yep. Okay. Put a, I don't know, whatever it was, quarter in, call the station.
Bring, bring. LFPD, how can I direct your call?
Yeah, can I get Longo? It's Caleb.
You hear the phone clatter. 10 seconds go by. 15. 20.
Can I hang up the phone?
Yep.
That's not normal. It clattering like that. I've called into the station, talked to Longo before. Like, yep, he's coming right now.
Yes.
It wouldn't be them just fucking ditching the call. I turn. Are these cars almost loaded up?
Yeah, they're probably about 3/4 of the way.
Can I take the van? Park it, I guess, kind of in the back.
Yes, and at this point, I think that we established you were trying to take the plates off.
I've taken the plates off, yeah. Come back to those guys. I don't know if they're tracing the call, whatever. It was weird. I think we need to get out of here if they're tracing that call. On the payphone.
Why do you think that?
Yeah.
Not a thing.
Not a thing to trace the payphone call?
Not 1971.
Did I know the voice?
Yeah.
That answered the phone? Who was it?
Gaines.
I don't know what happened at the station, but Gaines, it sounded like he dropped the phone. Like nothing.
Gaines?
Yeah. After I asked to talk to Longo.
Okay, so we can't call the station.
Who else do we know?
Lang.
Anybody got his home number?
Yeah, I imagine we definitely have his number.
He's going to be against us. Why?
What's Lang gonna do for us?
She's gonna protect our families, man.
Yeah. He did a hell of a job protecting her.
You just had a shotgun pointed at you by this man, and now you think that he's gonna protect your family after our own police department is possibly going against us?
Who else you got?
Jerry, I'm all ears.
I think about it.
I present the question again. Who do you got?
We got nobody. We have nobody.
Who do you think's more likely to kill your wife? Lang or Minneapolis?
Go ahead, give him a call.
Yeah, someone's got to do it.
Shit. Do we have his number?
Great question. I would say no. However, maybe if you were lucky in some way of when you found his address, perhaps...
I wasn't the one dealing with him that much, so Ray Hoyt would probably be luckier to have his number than I would.
Yeah, but you're the one who asked,
Yeah,
so...
but I think Ray Hoyt would be a little bit luckier than I am to have his fucking number.
See, I was waiting for that trigger word. And you pulled the trigger. So, roll luck.
Fuck you, bitch. What? How many times have I tried to roll luck before?
You've definitely done it the most.
My luck's a 35.
God damn,
this is
dude.
Our lifeline to low? Our fucking
to home.
The walkie-talkies, that's how I got that goddamn low. Fuck you, Joe.
Bro, I think we're fucked, dude. I really do, like...
Fuck. No, oh, god damn it. 63 on a 35.
Would you like to
do it.
Reroll for a permanent 1d6
do
loss of
it,
luck?
Do it.
What
do
happens
it,
if I do that
do
and
it.
Use a program point? Then would you, I get to roll twice with one loss?
Yes. But you take the loss first. What do you value more right now is the question that I would ask myself as a player.
Yeah, yeah, the luck. Not the luck, sorry. Having his fucking number. I didn't bring phone books with me, right? With all my maps and my books.
Mike Finn, we're rolling luck.
I already said I would. Why do you not believe me? You're the one that has to do rolling now. I already said I would.
Yes, you want to re-roll?
Oh my god. Do it.
Oh fuck. 3.
Fuck.
Lose 3 points of luck, and you may re-roll. And use a program point if you wish.
To roll twice.
And take the better result.
Fuck.
Or, I mean, you can just roll twice anyway. By taking another 1d6 loss of luck. I'm just saying, like, as a player, I would be more willing to burn points of my luck, especially where you guys kind of are in this campaign, versus using a program point. That's just me. Are you using a program point?
Yes. I said that I was doing it before I did it.
Okay.
I already erased it on my thing.
Okay.
God fucking damn it.
No.
Oh, oh my god.
Oh, we need Lang.
Would you like to re-roll for permanent 1d6 loss of luck?
Yes, right?
Can someone else
no.
do this?
No.
Oh, fuck. I do it again, right?
This is Mike Finn at the altar.
I would advise to do it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to do it again. Take the luck off.
3 again.
Okay. So we're 4 rolls deep right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the 4th.
Come on.
Fucking roll again.
You want to go again?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yo, this is going to happen. 2. Lang's just going to be like,
2.
Fuck you.
I know, right? Could you imagine?
Motherfucker.
Yo. Different dice.
Yeah,
yeah,
bro.
Different ones.
Do it again.
Again.
5.
Again.
It's going to be 5.
Fucking damn it. One more
roll
time.
The other one first.
One more time.
What number are you at?
6.
I'm at 16.
Yo!
There's no way, bro.
I don't like this.
You're like really unlucky, bro.
Fuck. Gary. Give me it again. Oh, what? There's no reason. I have 16 Gary. Luck. There's no reason not to keep doing it. I have 16 luck.
Gary.
4.
stacking on a zero.
Yep.
I'll share some of my luck with you.
It's a 10.
Oh, God.
What do you have?
Oh, no. I hate this.
On a 12?
On a 12. No. I didn't roll these other die, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Ooh, okay.
Fuck.
Dude, oh, shit. Let's go!
Alright.
11.
Fuck yeah. You guys watch as Caleb fishes around in his pocket, and he's pulling out his pocket, and he's going into his other pocket, and he goes in his jacket pocket. In your inside jacket pocket, you find a slip of paper with Aaron Lang's phone number on it.
Fuck.
It's just a little paper. Just Aaron, it says Langhart.
Oh my God.
He's not going to answer.
I am very unlucky for the rest of the campaign, let's say that. Shit. Like you said, I don't think there's a better time. Alright, anybody else need anything from lying if I can get to them? Or is the only goal to save our families?
Actually, do you have Gaines' phone number? I meant Gaines this whole time. I'm just playing. For me, I'm just concerned about April right now.
She at school?
It's noon, yeah.
Are you making this phone call?
I'm talking to them first. See if they need anything else, yeah.
Is it Friday or Saturday?
It's Friday.
It's Friday, okay.
Are there two pay phones?
Yeah.
I need to make a phone call as well to my wife.
Sure.
I'll let you do that first.
Okay. So kind of as like you're discussing some details, Jerry, you walk up to the
Irving home.
Yep. Walk up to the payphone, spin it in. Bring, bring. Flores residence.
Emma.
Jerry.
Emma, listen to me right now. I need you to get in your car and I need you to go south and go and go and go and don't come back unless you hear from me. Don't ask questions, just do it. Okay?
I love you.
I love you too.
Click.
And Jerry just like takes a moment, gathers himself, and walks back outside.
Yeah, can I call my house first? Spin my house in.
Bring, bring. O'Connor residence.
Mom, there's going to be a man coming to pick you up. Events transpired, and we just need you to be safe. So in the next few minutes, there's going to be a man coming to the door. A young man. Fuck, what's his description? Do I have a good description on the guy? On Lang?
You got a picture of him over there somewhere.
Where is he?
Aaron Lang. Oh.
How the mighty have fallen.
You dropped the picture of Aaron Lang. Oh, he looks cute as fuck, Mom. Chiseled ass jawline.
Yo, he is handsome.
God damn, look at those eyebrows.
Yo, Lang.
Mom, I'm gay.
Eyes up the phone.
Sweetheart, why do you keep calling with the homosexual rigmarole?
Oh, fuck.
The homosexual rigmarole.
Yo. Mom, I'm gay.
Click. Fucking tight haircut and thick eyebrows.
Okay, the man picking you up Chiseled is my lover. Joel.
He's my lover.
Yeah, give a description of Aaron Lang.
My husband is coming to save you.
Mom, Lang is coming. He fucks me.
I don't have much time, Mom.
Caleb, do you want to talk about what happened the other night?
Just trust him. And hang up the phone.
Hang out.
Spin in Aaron Lang.
Did he walk out maybe after his first call?
Yeah.
When you walk out, just keep an eye on Sarge for me, and I want to walk in and hit the payphone, but he could do his first.
Catch up.
I go hang with
spin with my boy. Bring, bring. Hello?
Lang, it's Caleb.
Hey, Caleb.
I don't need you to come with us. I need you to go to my house, and I need you to go to April's school. I need you to do what you did for her. I need you to protect them, not take them to the station. I have reason to believe they've been compromised. Lang, you're the only one we trust here.
I got a call from the station a couple minutes ago. APB out on the four of you. Wanted for murder. Warrants out for your arrest. I'll take care of this. I promise. I won't let you down. Tell Sarge I said that. When this all gets cleared up.
You know you were right the other day in the trailer. You're a detective.
Stay safe. I'll get April. I'll get your mom. I'll protect them.
Thank you.
Be careful. Click.
God damn, I wish he shot me. Yeah. That motherfucker is so handsome.
The last thing you see of your whole life.
Oh, I'm fine with it.
Cute ass with a shotgun.
Ray, you step up next to Caleb. Caleb is like still placing this call. Or do you, Caleb? Do you leave, or are you making another call? Or
can I look around if they have phone books in this gas station?
Yeah, they do
for Minneapolis.
Minneapolis area, yes.
Just for my sanity, they wouldn't have a Linwood.
No, okay. They wouldn't. They wouldn't.
Oh, just for me not losing my luck. Nope. Yeah. Oh my God. Go up to the counter. I want to buy one.
Okay. Yeah, and you buy one. Anything else that you're buying while you're there?
No.
Okay. Ray, you step up to the payphone.
I dial the number of one Simon Burton.
Bring, bring. You just hear like the receiver pick up. Hello?
You. Simon.
Oh my God.
It's been a while, man, hasn't it?
You good?
No, not really. I just wanted to give you a ring, because I don't know if this is going to be, well, I shouldn't say that. I'm in Minneapolis.
Was Leeds good?
Yeah, you know, get too close to the sun, you just burn away, kind of deal, but I don't know. I think I can get to him. I really do. He's so close, man. And then this will all be over.
It's been a long time coming. A long time.
I hate that it had to be this way, man.
It's the only way it could have been.
Yeah.
You're gonna do right by him.
You know where, oh, fuck, I got nothing there. I was gonna tell you where the trailer's at, and I'll give you a call soon. All right, man?
How long until I should be worried?
You'll hear from me soon. Hang it up.
Click.
Where are you guys going?
Ray walks out.
Does phone book have addresses?
No.
Fuck, you found addresses now.
You just type it into GPS.
Yeah.
Maps.
Don't you have Google?
Would I be able to find, like, a business location?
What are we trying to do?
I want to find where the radio station is.
Oh, the radio station?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be hard. That's going to be hard. Like, then.
Does it have a big antenna on it?
It probably would, yeah, sure. I mean, you've seen radio stations before.
Okay.
You also know that it probably would not be in Minneapolis. It would probably be somewhere on the outskirts because of radio interference. Typically, radio stations are kind of set up a little bit farther outside during this time. Like, on the outskirts, at least.
Didn't know that. I don't remember passing anything, right?
No.
With a radio tower?
Nope. The four of you, along with Greg Atkins, find yourselves outside. Laura's playing with Sarge.
How'd it go with Lang?
He said he'd do it. I mean, I heard you. I didn't tell him anything about your wife.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Did I see Ray go to the phone?
Yeah.
Who'd you call?
An old friend of mine. He's not a bad guy. Should we...
Is he in Linwood?
No. No.
All right, good. Good.
No. Not even close, man.
Yeah. All right, what should we do?
Lang told me the station got word. That's not just Minneapolis call. It's everywhere. APB out for the four of us.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So state's off the table. State police.
I think we got them. I don't know why the hell Gaines didn't believe me.
April's gonna be alright.
If you trust Lang.
Caleb, roll human intelligence.
5 on a 61.
Police protocol for finding the location of someone who's a fugitive whose calling is to stay on the line with them. Try to get them to coax the information out of them. Where they are.
Huh.
That's something that occurs to you.
There's not a direct line to Longo's office that we would have, right? Like a direct number?
You probably would. Yeah, you probably would.
Yeah. I mean, I still trust him, but I don't know how far up Longo's ass they are now.
I imagine pretty deep.
Shit, that fucking dumbass is headed right back there. I mean, you do.
Davey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to sit in about 6 hours worth of traffic before he even gets off the exit.
Where are Caleb's shoes? Caleb, you're not wearing any shoes.
I look down. Are my feet cold?
Freezing.
Have they been freezing?
Roll sanity.
43 on a 30.
You're going to lose 1 point of sanity. Your shoes are right there. You're wearing them.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Did Roy see that? Talking to him?
No. Caleb just looked down. No shoes.
Can I go inside? Check, like, put, like, 2 fingers in? Are they, like, freezing cold like they've been cold for a while, or just...
No, they feel fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine.
What are you doing, man? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, look, we got to, Game's at 9 tonight. Alright, Stars game. We got a lot of time to kill. We got about 9 hours.
I mean, 4 detectives wanted for murder.
Yeah, we're gonna have to sneak around. Big time.
Yeah.
I think by the time news breaks tonight, a lot more than the cops are gonna know our faces.
First thing we gotta do is get as far away from this van as possible.
Let's get going.
Yeah.
And only a matter of a couple hours if they do find the van or these two talk that they know the new cars were in.
Right.
I don't know if there's another option besides finding the guy who wanted to see us. guy who seems to be on our side now.
Yeah. I would like to see that man again. I mean, it sounded like he wanted us at the cabin. Maybe he can make it happen.
Atkins.
Yeah.
You, this, KWEB. You know anything about where they'd be at?
No. Never heard about it.
Never heard of, never seen a radio tower, radio stations out here?
No.
Fuck. You're useless.
They might say it if you tune in, maybe.
Shit. That's not a bad plan, broadcasting from, yeah. Turn on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Tune to?
1270 AM, KWEB.
Radio static.
It's a fucking Linwood station. We tuned to it in Linwood.
Yeah.
Do I recognize it as a Linwood station?
You don't know.
Okay.
And he's got to pick the ticket. He's on the radio show. He's got to pick the tickets up at the at that station.
That's what they said.
We will leave the tickets for you at will call.
Oh, at will call. Oh.
Okay, that's good.
At the stadium.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with at least making our way over to the stadiums in that direction. We don't have to go there immediately, but we should get ourselves near where we want to be at before we ditch these cars and then ditch the cars.
Yeah, we might as well. Let's, we only got one radio, so when we leave, let's stay tight to each other.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take us to get to this, the stadium area?
Depends on traffic, obviously, but there is, traffic kind of going in all directions. You are a fan of hockey?
Yes.
We have established twice now.
Yep.
The North Star Stadium is not in Minneapolis.
Motherfucker.
Where's it at?
Bloomington.
Okay.
Well, fuck.
Is Bloomington north or south of the city?
It's south. Out of the city.
Sorry, but how far south?
Not very far at all. It's a suburb outside of Minneapolis.
Would we have to get on the highway to get there?
Yes. So almost like how Aseo is to the northwest, Bloomington is to the south.
Would a train get us there?
I was just going to say that.
You absolutely could take a train there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's our move.
Yeah.
We gotta disguise up.
Yeah.
First and foremost. And we're probably going to have to ditch a lot of this weaponry.
It's fine.
All right, let's just get out of here first. We'll at least drive towards the nearest train station that we need to get at.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a train schedule? Was there a train schedule in the gas station?
Yeah, you would probably find one in a newspaper.
Okay, yeah. I'm not, nah, never mind. Fuck it. We'll just go to the train station.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to look for like a pawn shop, something on the way? Maybe they got extra clothes. Big jackets, hats.
I mean, I brought extra jackets and all, but we might just want to get some hats, you know. I don't know. Some random stuff.
You got any more mustaches?
No, I'm not doing that again.
I burned those bridges. I burned that mustache.
Yeah. Wherever, like, I'll get some, I'll get my hand a little dirty, kind of rub it around, just get like a little bit of dirt on the fit, you know, anything to kind of just mix it up a little bit.
All right, so you guys got two cars at your disposal. I have a question about the distribution here.
I think someone should drive Jerry and I, like, separate, because we, you know, we would be the least efficient drivers.
Greg does kind of step up.
Yeah, I'm going to drive as well.
What's the plan?
We're gonna try our best to get out of this city. We're going to try the train, nearest train station. So we've got to get there first. Obviously, we're going to finish packing the cars up. We're going to pack ourselves up in the car.
Where are we heading?
Nearest train station.
Yeah, but from there?
Oh. Bloomington.
Oh. Why?
You like the Stars? You like the Rangers?
Oh, you think RJ's going to be there?
He's got to be there.
What's he going to give us?
I don't know, but it's the only give we have right now.
I know typically when we set APBs up like this, we don't set them on the trains right away, but we do eventually. So if we're going to move, we should move quick.
How busy are your railways?
They probably come once every hour or so.
All right, let's get on it.
Is there a train from Minneapolis to Linwood?
No, not to Linwood.
Okay.
Once every hour.
It's like a circuit around to the different suburbs.
So only once every hour there's a train on these tracks.
I would say so, yeah.
How long to get to Bloomington?
It's a 13-minute subway ride.
Is anyone thinking what I'm thinking? We have two cars filled with some really valuable shit. No,
it's stupid. What do you think?
What, you're going to drive?
Well, there's always a road. No, there's not. But there, you know, we could just drive down the track.
You're gonna like GTA this shit?
Yeah.
You're fucking on some shit tonight.
Do you express that idea?
Yes, that is. Yes.
I can't do that.
Why not?
With this car, I'm good at driving, man. But with this car,
these are Chevrolets. These are Chevrolets. Yeah, no PT Cruisers.
But do what? This, we're not going to be able to do this stealthy, man. We already drew enough cover to us.
Can I see the track?
Enough not cover to us.
Look, once we get there, we can do whatever the fuck we want with the cars, but...
I'm saying, how are we even going to get off the track without drawing cover? Like, how are we going to do
these
this?
These are subways. I want to establish that we
understand. Oh, they're underground?
Yeah,
no!
We don't know that? We didn't know that?
Oh, I was thinking like regional rail kind of thing.
No, it's kind of like, well, part of it is like subway, and then the rest is like, you know, like... the L or whatever, you know. Kind of. But part of it is a subway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. That was silly.
That's GTA this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just looking over the maps again, I see nothing on side roads, little exit streets, through the fucking woods to get out of here. Not on a main road.
The place that you guys are is central Minneapolis. It spreads outward, but only in maybe, like I said, about 12 roads that kind of go out into the suburbs around. And yeah, there's a couple like highway entrances inside in the heart of Minneapolis, and there's more obviously outside in the suburbs, but basically where you guys are in like central Minneapolis, there's about a dozen ways out, directly out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can find a road out, but that road leads to like another capillary that leads to, you know, the suburbs out there. But that main vein that leads out, there's probably only about 12 of them.
Got it. Okay. I'll drive the other car if we're headed there.
All right. Let's do it.
Hey, guys. Could I have a gun?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to carry a couple guns on you if you want to get on the train, because... Yeah, never mind. Yeah, you'll get a gun.
And he kind of reaches his hand out to grab one of the handguns, and before he picks it up, he says, I kind of got to get this off my chest. Can I go make a phone call real quick?
Give me the gun. And you can
before he even picks it up.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, why the fuck not? We got time.
I don't think so.
Who are you gonna call?
My brother. And I'm gonna tell him.
You can't do that when we get off the train?
Well, we're just here by the payphone. I figured I might as well, just now. We're about to take well over 50 pounds of ammunition and firearms onto a train while we're also being hunted by police officers throughout the whole city. I figured that now might be the...
Mm-hmm. You had your chance to tell your brother? And I don't want you...
What the fuck is your problem? What is your problem with me? You, it's you this whole time. Sergeant, can I go? Please go make a phone call.
We all had our chance to make our phone calls. That's all I'm saying.
Are we still in this parking lot?
Yeah, just like outside.
Can we fucking leave?
Yeah. We'll stop in character. Sir.
You can get your.
We'll
phone
stop
call.
At another. We'll stop at another gas station. You can make a call, but we need to just get the fuck out of here. We've been lingering around here for way too long. We said we were gonna leave probably 15, 20 minutes ago. Come on, let's go.
Okay, all right. Please, but let me stop. He gets back down, reaches back for the pistol, picks it up, and puts it in behind his waistband.
I say privately to, like, the detectives, like, look, if we want him to be of use, you know, he can't really be a prisoner, you know? We all had our chance to make our phone calls, granted. I'm the only one that didn't.
What use is he to us at this point?
I can't shoot. You can barely shoot. You can barely walk.
It's the truth. We need bodies. He's the only extra body we got. Laura's not a body.
And
she's hindering us.
I just handed him a whole duffel bag. If he wanted to take a gun secretly, he could have in the last 20 minutes. He asked.
I just think the more we agitate him, the more likely he is to use that gun for reasons that we do not agree with. Look, granted, we can stop somewhere else. I don't give a shit. I mean, he doesn't have to make a phone call. It's not the end of the world, but... Right? I'm just saying.
You think this guy's gonna fight for us?
I think he is, man. I don't know why.
I don't see the reason.
Look, if you want to stand there and listen to his whole phone call with his brother, be my guest. I do agree, though, we're running low on time.
We should just leave him here. Jerry says, kind of like under his breath.
Step out. All right, I'll drive with Atkins.
I can drive you guys.
All right, thanks. You guys got Laura?
Yeah.
All right, Sarge is with you, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
And to establish that van is parked out back?
Yeah, like a little bit from view. Not like it's like covered up by like a bunch of tree branches, but you're not driving by the main road and seeing
it. Okay, easy enough. Yep.
As soon as we pull out, I want to...
Just for the sake of me running the game, who's in the red one, who's in the white one?
I'll take the red one.
All right, we'll be in the red one.
Yeah. I'll take the white.
Okay, so white car is Jerry, Ray, Sarge, and Laura.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other car is Roy, Caleb, and Greg?
Yeah.
Copy.
Gotcha. I'm probably leading. I saw where it was on the map, I guess.
I kind of break before you turn out. Go to the back where the van is parked. I know you took the plates off, but I want to get out and scratch the VIN number.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, I don't know.
I don't think I didn't establish that.
It's going to take some time.
Like 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Oh, five. Yeah, I'll do 5 minutes.
Okay. You guys all kind of sitting in there in the cars as you guys see Ray kind of taking a file out of one of the tool bags and scratching it off. And he does that successfully.
All right.
Get back in.
Pull up.
Okay. Yeah. Where are you guys heading?
Towards the train station.
Do you consult the map of Minneapolis to
yes.
see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing that you do notice, which is kind of catches your eye, is that the location, 5000 South 27th Ave, is in between you and the train station. You will drive past it.
Okay. Yeah. Want to obviously take note of it. Actually, let that know to everybody before we go. If I saw that.
So, like, maybe, like, as he's scratching off the VIN, you're kind of going through the map mm-hmm. and you see that.
Show everybody it's going to be 6 blocks off when we turn this way. Just mm-hmm. ice peeled.
And you guys begin driving. What's the lead car?
No, this will be mine.
Okay.
Be the red one.
Yep. Driving through.
If we have the radio, I'd like to turn it on and have the Minneapolis police station on. Just casually in the back.
Oh. Nope.
No?
Did you bring the big fat radio into that car?
I went in one of the cars.
It went in your car?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said no because I just thought you were just turning on like the radio.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Yeah. Yep. And you set that up in a way that, you know, that police radio is operational and you can just hear the chatter. Okay. A lot of police codes, nothing that really catches your ear, but eventually you guys do hit that 27th Ave, South 27th Ave. It's a string of stores that kind of line this way. They're like packed side by side, and this looks like a high foot traffic area. Also a high regular traffic area, kind of as you're bumper to bumper. Eventually you're driving down and you see like maybe every two or three stores that are kind of like packed side by side. There's an alleyway that extends backwards, and they don't look like large stores. They look like, you know, small mom and pop kind of brick and mortar kind of stores there. Cafes, offices, different shops. Eventually you do see what should be building 5000, occupied by a small brick building that's there. And you don't see any discernible features on it. There's a large window that's covered by plywood, and there's this like opaque metal door that's facing the street. But adjoined to this building, like connected to the right side, there's a much better looking building with this big glass window that you can kind of see inside as you're driving past pretty slow. Looks like you can see all sorts of shelves and crates with records, and there's a wooden sign that's connected to this building, and it reads, and it's in the shape of a music note, Leighton's, Leighton. As you're driving by, you see a man standing out front of this store that's adjoined to what you believe to be 5000. Older man, smoking a cigarette. He's wearing like a white headband.
So the record store is 5000, or the store connected to it is 5000?
Store connected to it is 5000. This is 5002, you would imagine.
Got it.
5000 is this building in kind of disrepair.
Yeah, don't stop. Keep driving.
Keep driving to the train station?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually you do get there, and you can see it. It's a larger building with kind of like more a, I don't want to say colonial architecture, but more of like a Greco-Roman kind of big pillars and marble kind of set up like that. Huge parking lot out front.
Pull in.
Yep. Pull in. You have to pay for parking. It's like $1.
Is there any other parking like across the street, or like, I don't know, like blocks away? Like something that could make more sense that like, other than they see us park in this parking lot and then be like, oh fuck, they got on the train, and then
yeah.
Are there
meter parking on the next couple of
just drive.
Like I'd probably say like 5 blocks in every direction, meter parking.
Yeah. Try to find a meter. Meter with 2 spots.
Yeah. Easy enough to do that. Maybe about 2 blocks off of this train station.
Well, actually, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe split up the cars. At least a couple cars between. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah, we're just dropping these cars off. Mm-hmm. Yep. And without a dent, I'm going to put like, I'm going to put a ton of quarters in this thing. And, you know, we didn't do these guys wrong.
Okay.
They did the cops all a right. favor, and we didn't mess up their cars. So.
Sure. Easy enough.
Leave their keys under the tire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe they'll find it soon.
Yeah.
All right. You guys get out of the cars?
Yeah. Is there any way that on the five of us, we'd be able to take all the contents of both cars?
Good question. Here's a question of my own.
I don't even want to take all of it.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
What's your guys' strength?
The times 5?
No.
9.
10.
10.
15.
The fuck?
You know what? Give me that times 5, actually.
45.
50.
75. What the fuck?
You're strong. You're really strong.
What the fuck?
Why have we never used that before?
I don't know.
You're obviously going to be affected by it because of your hand. That's okay. Right. Yeah. So cut whatever that is in half, but that's how many pounds you guys can carry.
You can't just have something slung over the elbow. No.
So whatever that times 5 score is, we'll play it like that. That's how many pounds you can carry comfortably.
Inconspicuously was more my question.
Half of that.
Okay.
I'm
so
taking
would it be
the...
halved? I'm so sorry. Would it be halved for me? Like, would it be quartered for
yes.
me?
Yes.
Fuck. All right.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah.
You got one hand, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta get
that gives
hook,
him
bro.
More room in his right pocket.
If,
though.
If you had a hook, it would have been regular.
That's true, bro. Okay, so I'm gonna take. I always have a pistol, like up my personal, like on like a leg strap, sort of mm-hmm. like ankle.
Yep.
We're wearing heavy coats, right?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of. As you guys are analyzing this, like going through it, you look at the seat where Laura was sitting, and she's not there. There's a McDonald's Happy Meal sitting on the seat there. Roll sanity.
70.
You're gonna lose 1 point of sanity. She's just sitting there looking back at you, kind of confused looking.
Fuck. All right. Fuck. I'm taking two pistols. Can I? No, these rifles we took are the big boys.
Yeah.
I'm not taking rifles. I'll take like two pistols and that's it.
Fuck it. I could. Yeah, I'll take two pistols, but I want to take a lot of ammunition. You know, all the pockets.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know. We don't really.
Can I fit a shotgun anywhere on my person?
Do you, like, look over the shotgun?
Yeah.
Mm, so you're, like, looking over it, and Greg comes up to your side. I saw a hardware store right there. We can get a hacksaw.
Shit, I give him a couple... Oh, fuck. Yeah, I give him, like, $3. Whatever, I don't know what the fuck a hacksaw is.
Sure.
Yeah, can you grab one?
Yeah, I'll be right back. You see Greg walk off.
I tap Jerry.
I start following, but I'm limping, dude.
Yep. Limping as Greg.
I look at someone and I go,
I'll go with Jerry.
Come yeah, on, walking. Dude. And Greg kind of turns around as he's walking and he sees you limping, Jerry, and he sees Ray and he kind of like walks back and he's like, I'm gonna get a hacksaw. You want to come with me?
Yeah, but they didn't say your name, man. I'm just gonna keep watch from out here.
All right. All right. I'll be right back. And you can see maybe like five stores up. There was a hardware store, truly. And he begins making his way there. And you see him turn a corner and go into that store. What are you guys doing?
I just grab one pistol, but a ton of ammo as well. Kind of just waiting.
Yeah, I wanted all the papers, all the evidence, files, maps that I can carry too. But that can be just me holding shit normally.
Yeah, and we'll talk it out like now, but eventually once we're all set and done, I want to establish who has what on what, you know.
Fuck.
Are there any like clothing stores on this strip while he's going to the hardware store?
Yeah. Yeah, you probably see like a Gap.
Okay. I'm not going in there. I'm just kidding. Yeah, maybe we should go in there.
Fuck the Gap.
Fuck that Gap.
Few minutes pass and you guys see Greg Atkins come out with a bag, paper bag, and he kind of scurries over past you guys to Caleb, kind of like opens up the bag, hands you the hacksaw.
Thank you. Thanks. And I go to the back of the car and just start.
You're making sawed off?
Yeah, I am. That's badass.
Roll firearms.
Ooh. Ninety on a 46.
It's gonna take you more time than you thought.
50 on a 46. Oh well.
50 on a 46.
Yeah.
It's gonna mm-hmm. take you more time than you thought.
Oh, I can read my nine.
I'm running that Gap over there.
Yeah. I'll run in with you.
Yeah. All right.
Give me like a hat. Maybe some sunglasses.
Okay. Is this
scarf?
I know you said it's a Gap, but is it like? Could we get like? Cheap Minneapolis, Minnesota sports team gear kind of here as well. Like, is it like a general clothing store? Is it like Gap store?
No,
like,
they, I mean, well,
you know, not like,
no,
it's a department type.
It is a Gap. I want to establish it as a Gap. You know what? Roll luck.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you didn't have your fun already.
Oh.
A 2.
Nice.
A 2.
You walk in and it is a Gap, but there's this second floor that you see that kind of has more cheaper, like all sorts of clothing. Anything that you could probably imagine, even down to workman's jackets and all sorts of stuff like that. Whatever okay. You would want. Bags and backpacks here too, and duffel bags.
Would I be able to use more than a quarter of my strength modifier if I had backpacks on? A backpack on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna get a backpack. Yeah, I'll get two backpacks. Well, and Greg has a duffel bag, right? Already? Is that?
I think he had a paper bag. Or
no, I thought you said you handed in
the... Oh, yeah. I was assuming we just had duffel bags.
Yeah, just duffel bags that you guys were carrying, like your tools and stuff. Yeah.
Davey also has an orange duffel bag of medical stuff.
Shit, yeah.
Anyway, we can grab clothes and shit, maybe like a couple backpacks.
Yeah. I want to grab like... I'll grab 5 stars hats if I can find
them. Okay, yeah, you can find them.
And I know I want some. I'm gonna get a pair of cheap sunglasses, 2 pairs of cheap sunglasses. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I'll grab a pair of sunglasses as well.
Caleb, we'll get you a pair too.
No, I was gonna say we look like the Columbine shooters, just long jackets, backwards hats, and sunglasses with soft shotgun.
Oh, I wasn't gonna wear a long jacket, trench coat.
Oh, I'm in a trench coat.
Pull up the Columbine in the trench.
Jesus. All right. So between this trip to Gap, between sawing off these shotguns. About, I'm gonna say, I might get some flack from this, about an hour's going by.
Is when, looking at the train schedule, can we try to time up our shopping spree with the next train?
Yeah, so maybe after an hour, it would be like 20 minutes until the next train comes by. 20 minutes once you're in there, and then get comfortable, and then maybe like another 10 minutes after that, and then the train comes.
Got it. Okay.
So, establishing now, this is the... You know, type in your notes. Who's got what? What are you wearing? We're going to go around the table. I don't want everyone talking at once.
In the end, will you be able to tell us what is in the pile of things that we haven't picked up so we can decide if it's worth it to pick them up?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So, does anyone want to go first?
Yeah.
Are you... making Laura carry the medicine bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's not, like, super heavy.
Is it? Kind of, like, pulls her to one side, and then she kind of, like, steadies herself.
Right. Let's dump all the surgical shit out.
Yeah,
there.
We can get rid of certain shit.
Dump all the surgical shit. Mm-hmm. We'll just leave the general stuff, bandages, gauze, all the hard drugs.
Yeah.
Right, just all the surgical
like
shit.
Pats it, and she's like, "Looks like a lunchbox." Where are we going,
dude? Halfway through the train ride, we're gonna realize she's just popping perks, dude.
No, Laura, no.
She says, "Where we're going? Where are we going?"
Yeah.
I think we're gonna catch ourselves. And I kind of pull out a hat as I say it. Hockey game tonight.
She grabs it and sticks it on. She kind of like puts it over and like fixes her hair. Red car man liked hockey. She smiles.
Fuck. That's gross.
Nice. Do you like hockey?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a fun time, I bet.
So, Ray, what are you carrying on your person?
Okay. So I have my 2 pistols. I have a camera. The film that is developed.
Okay. So that's in like a folder
it's in
kind
a
of.
Yeah, okay. So anything that's the documents I fuck. Okay, so the undeveloped stuff, how many canisters of that do I have?
3.
3. So I have...
Not counting the one in your camera right now.
Okay. So I have three canisters.
Yeah.
Am I able to... How much of my inconspicuous hiding does that take up? Three canisters. Because that's like...
Not a lot.
More of a volume.
Not a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I want to take them, put the other documents, other photos in my backpack that I got.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have? I can fit more shit. I mean, I can take a shotgun if you're okay.
Yeah, they're sitting there on the back.
I'll take a sawed-off shotgun, too.
Okay. Ammunition.
Oh, yeah. We already had it in my jacket, but yeah, that.
I'm kind of assuming ammunition is something we're not leaving behind.
Yes.
How are we going to get... What are we going to do with the guns when we get to the Stars game?
Did they check? Did they have metal detectors at games in the 70s? No. Yeah, you could just bring in anything.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, we might have to figure out the backpacks and the duffel bags.
I mean,
this is a
genuine question. Do your characters have plans to go in the stadium?
Yes.
Lot outside, sure. Buying a ticket, actually going to the game tonight at 9, that's... Perhaps there would be some kind of security. You would imagine.
That's what I'm saying.
That's fair. Yeah, we can assess when we...
Yeah, when so we just got to get to
Bloomington.
Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
Bloomin' onion. Sounds so good right now, dude.
Ray, I would say you're probably close to maxed out unless you have some smaller stuff that just comes up eventually.
Okay, I mean, that gives me space to pick stuff up.
Yeah.
I have...
Two pistols, the camera, developed pictures, the canisters... A shotgun and ammunition.
Yeah, I mean, I had some treats for Sarge.
Yeah,
in my
treats.
Pocket.
Your wallet, your badge. Like that, yeah. Change of clothes.
So I completely ditched my whatever outfit I was wearing. Switched into I had spare jacket already. I brought spare jackets and shit. Put the Stars cap on. I got sunglasses on. I guess I would have picked up like a pair of sweatpants as well.
Sure.
And
we'll come back around if something else comes up. Roy.
Roy's got a pistol with a ton of ammo. He's got a backpack from the Gap. Glow sticks. Matches. A pen. A small notebook. Roy's meds. He's got his wallet and his badge. Is there? I'm sorry to do this. We're not in the van anymore. Is there like a gas station nearby? Like something I just walked.
What are you looking for?
I want to just fill up a water bottle with gas. I'll lean.
You could siphon it from one of the cars.
You're a psycho.
You could just siphon it from.
So do I imagine I didn't have like a tube.
Hardware store right next to us. You can get a tube.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Easy enough. Pop in. Get a. Silicone tube.
Yeah.
Siphon a water bottle full of gasoline.
Fill up a water bottle full of gasoline.
Alright. Oh, shit. It's for drinking.
I'm thirsty. And then a water bottle filled with water. And that's it.
Okay. Caleb.
Pistol, sawed-off shotgun. I guess I am wearing a pretty long jacket. One of the hats. Wallet badge. I think everybody has that. And can I have one of the backpacks with... Can I put the police radio in it?
Oh.
It wouldn't fit in a backpack?
That's going to be... I mean, think about an old-timey radio. You know? Like a big fucking...
Thinking like a stereo, like a VCR almost.
It's bigger than that. You can... It is very, very bulky. I'll say that.
Would it take up an entire backpack?
Yes.
Okay. You don't think we need it?
I think we're so far gone, man. If we need to talk to someone, we give them a call on a payphone.
I was saying listening to anybody else.
It needs to be plugged in.
I know. It's
just has like, access to...
We're going
to
risk it all just to tap in to their line.
Right? All right. Fair enough. All right. I leave the radio then.
Okay.
Then I want to put some of the tools that we have
in the toolbox we have a screwdriver, the hacksaw, and then I want to fill it up with everything else that I have, the maps, phone book, documents that I took.
Phone and book? Then,
yeah, phone book. And the ammo.
Okay.
I want to add binoculars to my
gotcha
list as well.
Jerry.
Jerry's traveling pretty light because I barely walk, but I got two pistols, extra mags, my switchblade, of course. I imagine like a Zippo lighter or something like that. And then like any other generic shit that we need. I imagine I still have my trench coat on.
If you want to split the rest of those tools with Caleb, you'd have access to the file set.
Yeah, I'll put whatever I can, like tool-wise or whatever.
What are you prioritizing? Wrenches, bolt cutters, like what?
Bolt cutters.
Bolt cutters?
Yeah, I want the bolt cutters. Anything else that I should take? Obviously, I have McCain.
McCain.
Super tiny hatchet.
I brought the hacksaw.
Oh. I do have my switchblade, okay, too. I got my stars hat. Got it all forward.
Mm-hmm. Greg is kind of looking over everything, and he's like, there's one sawed off left. Are those grappling hooks? The fuck did you guys need grappling hooks for?
Can I feel grappling hooks in my backpack?
Yeah, you grab them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't say anything to Greg. I just slightly grab them.
Yeah.
How usable would that be for Jerry and I?
Not at all. Not for you
at all.
There's
no way I could pull that up.
Okay. Or Jerry either, yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, okay. Did Greg take a sawed off for himself?
No, he's just like looking over.
Okay, yeah, Greg.
What do you guys want me carrying?
Sawed off is yours, man.
Gotcha, okay. He grabs it and sticks it in a bag he's got. What else do we have left? A couple tools. Sledgehammer. He's looking back there and just kind of like naming off stuff he sees. Sledgehammer, hammers, wrenches.
50 feet.
Zip ties. Rope.
I'll grab some. Ooh.
I assume that the rope would come with the grappling hooks. Like the, as like a set. That's sure. Why I want to take the rope, yeah.
I'll grab zip ties.
Anything else you guys want me carrying?
Did we say cuffs? I want to throw my cuffs in my bag.
Then. Yeah, I'll assume everyone has a pair of cuffs.
Okay.
Should I take one of these tarps?
Is there anything, like, I know it's subjective, but like critical that's left in this pile of things?
Not
like,
that you notice, okay. No. I'm also assuming any evidence that you guys established that you have brought, you are bringing with you.
Mm. Yeah.
The main thing that you guys are leaving behind are going to be the rifles.
There's no way I could conceal that, right?
No. Nope. I'll carry any of the extra ammo back there, too.
I'm just imagining us walking into the train, just fucking like no Russian, like
literally slow walk.
Jesus.
All right, if that's the case, I'll take the med bag off of the girl then.
All right, she can get the rifle then.
Greg kind of grabs it off of Laura and like pats her on the head, fixes her hat, and slings it over his shoulder.
Can I raise? He's trying to fit this. He wants to fit a rifle really bad somewhere.
Can I hand him the saw?
Can I attempt to use firearms to disassemble this gun? Like my knowledge of guns. Am I able to disassemble? Like that's like a right.
We have a toolkit.
We do.
I will tell you. I know what model firearm. This is a Remington 700, okay? I know how that gun disassembles, All right, so you're going to need at least a punch to take out some bolts, take the barrel out of the receiver. And then you have two parts that are, okay, maybe that would fit in a backpack.
I would like to give it a shot.
Roll firearms.
Okay. Can I use a program point?
You may.
I have two program points. Do I have to use them?
You can only use one at one time.
Okay. 24 on a 50.
Woo! Would you like to roll again to see if you get a better result?
Well, I'm burning the program point anyways.
Yeah, so you can you might get a crit.
Oh, that's true. 12.
There's a punch set there, as well as some other kind of like different wrenches that you could probably use to maybe fit it back in together. But yeah, you're able to disassemble the rifle, put it back together, maybe put like a bandana or some sort of cloth over the scope to protect it when it's in the bag. But yeah, you get it set up.
Okay, I'll
but you guys are only getting one, you hear me? One.
I'm okay adding that to my things.
Go ahead.
Like, I don't have to give anything up. Is what I'm...
Nope. Yeah. Oh, okay. Based off of what you got, you're good.
I was going to say, I would give up the sawed off because I have the rifle, but...
I can
hold it. Yeah, you could hand that off to Roy to make it a little bit easier because Roy is pretty light right now.
All right. I can give you the sawed off because I'd imagine...
So is Jerry. Jerry's actually lighter than anybody.
Do you have a sawed off, Jerry?
Right, I'm giving you the sawed off then, because you have two hands. You could at least like attempt to get a shot off, right? Yes, you have to one hand that shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You knocked prone on every shotgun shot.
All right, yeah, so you got to sawed off, and I'll take the disassembled rifle.
So it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon right now, and you guys begin making your way over to the train station, which is, you know, like I said, two blocks up. Make your way there. Make your way in, people passing you left and right. Everybody roll stealth.
Dude, this fucking dice only rolls 80s and 90s.
31 on a 76.
Jesus Christ.
87 on a 28.
69 on a 36.
97 on an 18.
God damn, did we all fail?
No.
Oh.
I passed like fine.
Sawed off goes off in my jacket.
No one crit failed.
Takes off my fucking big dub.
Who failed?
Me.
I did. I did.
Caleb, you're walking and you realize that there's no way that you can walk comfortably with this sawed off. It's impossible for you to walk with any kind of concealment if you're carrying this sawed off with you.
Impossible to walk. Like, I can't. It doesn't look like I'm walking with a limp. I can't have it on me.
It is.
People will see on the train that I have a sawed-off shotgun.
Yep.
It's
like sticking out in your bag, and you kind of try to.
Do we notice? We only notice this in the train station, or we didn't
walking
notice...
up. I'm gonna say. Okay. I'm gonna say walking up.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think there's a way that I could take it.
Well, me neither. Right. In that case.
You're fine. You're good. I know you failed. Right. Relax.
All right.
You're very, very light. You're not carrying
caught. Watch out. We can't get caught. I got weaponry. I got two pistols and a rifle.
Yeah. All right. I put it back in the car.
You got a pistol, right?
Yeah. All right. Is there another pistol that I could take in exchange for it?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
So how light am I in terms of my backpack? Could that squeeze the sword off?
No.
Okay.
No one can carry that.
Okay.
Everybody's packed out.
Got it. Okay.
Making your way into the train station, you navigate to the tickets. To the left of this ticket seller, and the inside of here, I have to say, is beautiful. If this were a different time, if this were a different place, you would be very, very impressed with the architecture inside of here. There is a train schedule that you can see posted, laminated on the left side. It reads when the train comes and when it departs for today in specific. Like I mentioned, it's around like 1 o'clock. The next train comes in 25 minutes. You have to purchase a ticket here and then go to the left through like the ticket teller, make your way down, and the train comes from the underground. And you could see it off to the right side of the actual train station where it extends up out of the ground and kind of goes up and around to a train network. But at this point in time, you have to step down some steps in order to get down there, but you have to buy a ticket first. Who's buying tickets? What are you guys doing?
Greg, you mind getting these tickets for us?
1, 2, 3, 4. Child, 5, 6.
Yeah, sure thing. We got. If you got cash, we could pay you back. Whatever.
You're good. Bloomington.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. He walks over. And it looks like he's going to have to stand in line for a little bit. Any conversations that happen in this train station, I want to emphasize, it is hustling, it is bustling. People are moving left and right to you, all around you, people getting up, people getting down. A lot of people in here. And you guys are just caught in the middle of it. Sitting down, maybe you find a granite bench off to the left. Question. An important one. What are you doing with Sarge?
I'm gonna keep my sunglasses on and keep Sarge very close to me the entire time. Like at the I'm gonna keep him at the collar.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. He is my service dog.
Okay. Copy that. Any other conversations that happen during this?
Yeah, Roy whispers, how long do you guys think until they find those cars? Maybe a couple hours tops, I'd say.
Well, it really depends. If there's, it all depends on the kids, right? They felt comfortable enough to let us go. Would you say 10 hours?
Well, I don't think it's up to the kids reporting. I think that maybe what'll happen a little sooner is someone's going to spot our van in that parking lot and then talk to the kids. And then they'll realize what the fuck just happened.
Let's hope we got enough time.
Yeah.
Could I have sat next to Jerry, with Jerry on my left, outside?
Yeah.
I want to turn to Jerry. You were, when we were driving, you were in the back of the van with me, right?
Yeah.
Did you write this on my hand? And I show him the palm of my hand.
No.
Thanks. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. I take it back to myself. Put it in my pocket.
More time passes. Greg seems to be at the front of the line purchasing the tickets.
Can I scope out this to the scene and
roll alertness.
55 on an 80.
What are you looking for in particular?
Law enforcement, security, other people seeming to be scoping out the scene, because that's not what you would typically do if you're just getting there to go somewhere.
Yeah. What you notice is it looks like during this entire time, no law enforcement show face whatsoever. Not a single police officer, not a canine unit, nothing at all. You also don't notice anyone looking at you or giving you sideways glances or anything like that. No one's standing behind, looking over a newspaper, looking at you, nothing like that. Things that you would be, alert of, no. Greg comes back with 6 tickets in tow. All right, this train comes in 5 minutes. Are you ready to roll?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go. Turns around and starts walking towards the stairs that lead down.
Follow him.
Yeah.
And then there's those subway roll things, and you gotta kind of give your ticket to a guy and push in. He doesn't ask for your ID or anything, and make your way down. Down below, underground. Quicker than it seems as you make your way down here, and there's people kind of waiting around on either side, left and right. A train does pull up, and doors do open. The lights down here are kind of these fluorescent lights that are covered in these cages almost, kind of shining this light down. Train rumbles up when the doors open, like I said. You guys step in?
Yeah, make sure we have everybody. The girl. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Laura is close by, kind of clutching closer to Roy than anyone else, but making her way down with you guys as well. Cool. Stepping onto the train.
Maybe try to help Roy as much as we can.
Yeah, and Jerry as well, who has his cane out, kind of walking down and making his way through.
Actually, all of them, if you're pretending to be blind. Trying to help everybody as much as I can.
Yeah, we got a weird
group. Selling that.
The one thing that I do want to make clear is no one gives you a second look with the dog. Cool. And some people even, like, notice the dog, don't really say anything about it. And you would attest that to the fact that Sarge is so well-behaved. He's very, you know, obedient. He's not, like, looking at people, licking people, barking, nothing like that.
He could pass as a service dog.
Yeah, yeah. Make your way on, and the train doors close. Next station, Bloomington.
Can we smoke on the train? I immediately take a cigarette out.
You absolutely can.
Light that up.
Cigarettes in tow, and maybe a little bit of relief getting through a sticky situation. Your next stop is Bloomington, perhaps to rendezvous with an old frenemy. And that's where we're going to pick up next session.
Wow. That was
shit. You were talking like we were going to get shot.
Was I?
Yeah, you were like, slowly.
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.